Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God that I would lay on your hearts today comes from the 7th chapter of the book of Romans, verses 15 to 25 as follows. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. I find then a law, that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into the captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So far, the Holy Word. Dear friends in Christ, fellow redeemed, if I asked you to imagine a battlefield scene, what kind of images would come up in your mind? Oh, maybe you think of the Roman era, when the Romans were the number one country on earth. Open battlefields, spears, shields, short swords, lots of hand-to-hand combat. Or maybe you conjure up something from the Civil War, one of the famous battles, Gettysburg, Seminary Ridge. Perhaps you, like me, grew up in my youth during the Vietnam War. I remember watching the news at night, watching the stats come in and seeing how many soldiers injured that day, how many had died. Vietnam War, images of steamy hot jungles, firefights with enemies that are hard to see. Whatever battlefield situation you might call to mind, perhaps you're thinking of a movie you saw recently. The problem with movies is they tend to romanticize or aggrandize these battlefield situations. I've never been on a battlefield, but I have heard enough descriptions. The fear, the sheer terror, sometimes the determination, the will that sets hold on people. It must be frightening. It must be difficult to deal with. What if on a nice, bright, sunny day, you found yourself in the middle of a battlefield? Remember one time, I've never been in a battle, so I have to come up with something else. I was pastor in Ketchikan, Alaska for 7 years. Rains a lot there. We only get a few sunny days a year. I remember coming out of one of my favorite fishing spots. It was quite a ways from home, and I had to go on part of the more treacherous ocean. And that morning, my engine decided to have problems. So I couldn't even face forward, and I was going into 6-foot swells with whitecaps coming over it. It was a bright sunny day out, but the wind was howling and I was in danger and I was afraid. And I thought to myself, how can I die on a bright sunny day in Ketchikan? Well, the Lord obviously got me through it. I'm sure there's been plenty of times where there's been battles, earthly battles, on nice days, and the thought runs through their minds. This morning's text, as you can imagine, is not about earthly battlefields. Well, at least not on earth, on the ground. The battlefield that our text, the Apostle Paul, is wanting to bring us to mind is right inside your heart. It's that daily battle and struggle that the two opposing forces in your life are going through every day. The sinful nature and the indwelling of Christ. The old man, the new man. The old Adam, the new Adam are different names for these two opposing forces. Even on a nice day like today, there's a battle going on in the heart of every believer everywhere. And that's what Paul talks about. And it's that bright, sunny day outside today, like today, that reminds us that there is a bright, sunny future for us despite the battle that's going on. That's why our theme for today is bright sky over the battlefield. We'll see how our sinful flesh battles against our inner man. We'll see how the outcome often seems rather gloomy. But in Christ, God offers us the ray of hope. The only hope and the best hope. Bright sky over the battlefield. The first verses of our text, Paul uses some pretty powerful words. First of all, he tells us that despite the fact of who he is, he doesn't understand what's going on. Now, who is the Apostle Paul? Didn't he start out as Saul, that strict, ultra-strict Pharisee who made it his mission in life to seek out this new religion called Christianity, to go after these blasphemers, to hunt them down from house to house, to bring them into the authority so that they could be punished, sometimes killed, for what they believe in? That's what Paul did. Saul did. But then we know what happened. The Lord Jesus appeared to him in a vision on the road to Damascus, converted him with his powerful word, and turned him into, instead of the fiercest hunter of Christians, to be the mightiest of mission preachers. It is the Apostle Paul whom the Lord used to send to the Gentile nations, the surrounding Gentile nations, to preach the gospel, to proclaim that good news of the forgiveness of sins and what Christ has done for us on the cross. And Paul did that, opening congregation after congregation, being instrumental of the Lord to do that. Paul was the Lord's right-hand man. And I'm sure people looked up to him, much like people often look up to their pastors as holier than themselves. Well, I can tell you, and you know it's true, I'm not holier than anyone in here. Paul wasn't either. That's why Paul, for our comfort, even for the Christian who thinks he's the most wretched sinner in the world, Paul says these words: "What I will to do, that I do not practice." Many Christian churches in our day and age really make a big deal about deeds, not creeds. It's not what you say you believe in, it's how you walk the walk and talk the talk. How would Paul fit into that? "What I will to do, that I do not practice." The Apostle Paul, he had the Word of God. He had Jesus' powerful Word. Did he practice it? He says he didn't. Did he walk the walk and talk the talk? He says he didn't. Well, why? It was because of his sinful flesh. Because of this, what Luther referred to as a recalcitrant donkey that refuses, no matter what, to go along with anything God wants him to do. Breaking the law of God is the only thing the sinful flesh, that part of you, breaking God's law, that old Adam in you, is the only thing. That's the only thing he wants to do. He's not happy keeping God's law. He wants to break it. He wants to run as fast as he can down that wide and broad road that leads to hell. That's what the sinful nature wants to do. And you can't change his mind. The only way you can overcome him is through God's grace. When God, who comes to you and gives you the gift of faith, like the Lord came to Jesus, or Jesus appeared to the Apostle Paul, converted him with his word, gave him faith that believed in all the promises that Jesus accomplished for us. His death on the cross, his resurrection, his promise to always be near us. It's your faith that believes those things, and it's your faith that follows the word of God and enables you then to stand up to that old Adam. We have tools to do that. Baptism is one of them. We remind ourselves of our baptism daily so that we can drown that old nature, turn him away, and stop him from doing evil in our lives. It doesn't always work. The Apostle Paul tells us He says in 16, "If then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me." Paul knows that there's a bright sky over the battlefield, that it really isn't accounted to him, his deeds of sin. And yours aren't either. Last week in our sermon on Romans chapter 6, we talked about the fact that we have been made dead to sin. In Romans 6 it says, "Our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should be no longer slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin." That really is the nugget of the valuable gold nugget from the word last week, is the fact that your body of sin has died. It's been separated from you because it was buried with Christ when he died on the cross, paid the price for all of your sins, and took your sins to the grave. When God raised Jesus from the dead, because he justified us, our sins stayed down there. Our body of sin, your body of sin, stayed there, separated from you forever. Count yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. We still are affected every day. We still fight the good fight. We encourage each other. We sing hymns like our first hymn this morning. Fight the good fight with all your might. Keep it up. Keep battling that sin. How can we? Knowing that the victory's already won. That's the bright sky that's over our battlefield. Even when the outcome of the battle seems so gloomy here on earth, when you're going through the throes of a particularly difficult problem or taxing situation in your life, family matters, financial difficulties, marital problems, family problems, emotional problems, physical health, the list goes on and on. It's a battle, isn't it? It's a battle to think that we should... It's a battle that our new man in us wants to continually turn us towards the Word, to always go there to find strength to overcome the problems of life, even when it seems incredibly gloomy. And there are times in our lives, aren't there, when we don't feel very Christian. In fact, we can even be angry with God because of our sin that leads us away from the knowledge of who God is and why, how much he loves us and his grace. When that happens, just think of what the Apostle Paul said. He keeps on saying over and over in here, what I want to do, I know it's good, I end up not doing. And evil that I hate, that I do. We hate evil too. And when we do it, what happens is we end up hating ourselves, don't we? Or maybe some people end up hating God because how can we possibly keep your commandments, God? It's impossible. Paul comes to this conclusion, and you can almost see him with his fist clenched and his head bowed. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I try and I try and I fail and I fail. At times when it's particularly gloomy in your life, remember the ray of hope. Now remember, Christian hope is a sure thing. And God has shown you in the light of his word who that hope is and what Jesus has done for you. Paul gives us the answer. And inspired by the Holy Ghost to write down the very words that God wanted him to write down, the Apostle Paul doesn't put a period there and say, end of the chapter, walk away. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Have a nice day. Oh no. Here comes the gospel. I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. In Christ, God offers us the ray of hope, the one and only way, the truth, the life, the best way, the only way to defeat sin, to overcome the devil, to know and trust in the word that overcomes death itself in our lives, so that we will always be alive in our Savior Jesus Christ. In Christ, God offers us a bright blue sky of hope, even in the midst of our ongoing struggles. And make no mistake, the battle against your sinful flesh will still have to be fought every day. You will have gains. You will have losses. But you can draw on the power of the Holy Spirit himself to strengthen you. Every minute you devote to prayer, every half hour you spend reading the Bible in your home, every hour you're here listening to God's word being preached, these are times when you're building up your forces. And the Holy Spirit will be working through his powerful word in your heart to strengthen the inner man, the child of God inside you. My prayer for each of you is the same one that Paul prayed for those believers and another mission congregation in Ephesus when he said that God would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. As long as you live here on this earth, you're going to have both forces, the sinful flesh and the inner man battling it out inside you. But when you draw on the strength of the Holy Spirit, you know you can conquer. You know the battle's won. You know the bright sky that lies ahead. When arms are weary, when the spiritual power in you seems low, that's when the word steals on our ears and makes us strong again in Christ. Paul says, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace." When you had a loss, when the fighting is fierce and the ever-present sin in your life has got you down, remember something else. You won't be fighting forever. One day, as we stand before the judgment throne of God's Son, he's going to hand us the ultimate fruits of the victory he's earned for us on his cross. For our sinful flesh, on the day of judgment, that will be the day of unconditional surrender. We'll say goodbye to imperfection and failure. We'll say goodbye to sorrow and shame and guilt. And from that day on into eternity, we'll be able to give our dear Lord Jesus that perfect service we can only dream of now. So my Christian friends, hold on. Fight the good fight of faith. It won't be long, and we'll be out of this battle. Amen.